everybody. We're here at DICE 2024. I am with one of my friends, Susanna Pollock. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm thanks. Great. How are you, Khalif?
Good. So good to see you. Games for Change kicking ass as always.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing? What's new? We haven't had a chance to see you since last DICE.
I know. That's kind of crazy.
It feels like it's been all forever.
Yeah, 23 was a long year.
Right?
It was an exciting year.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, it has its up and downs.
For
and
sure.
But for us,
yeah,
I'll say it was a great year.
Yeah.
So last year was our 20th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So 20 years of Games for Change, 20 years of the Games for Change Festival,
mm-hmm.
which we held. And we had this like explosive week of programming in New York, because this is where we have the event,
mm-hmm.
Where normally our Games for Change Festival is like 3 days of content and talks, panels, and you know, networking and all of that. But we decided to pack in that week other programming that like that was of interest to different parts of our audience, because at Games for Change, you know, we're not all just about the developer community, right? We're not all just about social impact organizations. We want to bring communities together. We also are about kids and have youth programs, right? So we had three different events, which was insane, but we did it.
Yeah.
So we had the main Games for Change Festival and our Games for Change Awards, and it was amazing. Then we had the very first gaming event, industry event at the United Nations.
Mm, yeah.
The Games and SDG Summit. And SDG stands for the Sustainable Development Goals, which is like the framework that the UN uses to help people and organizations work towards achieving the world's most pressing goals. So that was an amazing event where we had like 200 people from half from the games and tech industry, half from UN programs like UN Women and UNICEF and UNESCO and World Food Program, together talking about how the games industry can support these programs and what there are 17 sustainable development goals. And so that was absolutely amazing. And then the third event we did was for kids. And it's called the Games for Change Next Gen Summit.
Mm.
And what that offered was a career discovery day for high school students in the New York area.
That's awesome.
And it was great. We had lots of industry participation from people who came to the festival, and kids got to meet execs. They got to do workshops in Minecraft and Unity and how to start a Discord channel. And then, of course, the day ended up with an esports tournament with Rocket League.
So fantastic. They had
that. Yeah. And then the last thing, though, was so cool is that, you know, it's held in New York City.
Yep.
And we get a lot of support, which is fantastic, from the mayor's office.
Yep.
Which has been investing and really interested in bringing more of the games industry into New York. So they had a special campaign called the Summer of Games.
Mm.
And Games for Change was one of the featured events throughout the summer. So it was great. So we just had lots of celebration for our
That's fantastic. I mean, yeah. Mayor Adams has been doing a ton of work in that space of really building out not only the entertainment space and especially the game space, but it's been nice to see, you know, you getting a chance to work with the mayor's office in that way to kind of really bolster that. And again, congratulations on doing everything at the UN. Again, that conversation when we had it last year was really important to talk about the expansion of what Games for Change is trying to do, not only from an organization and company perspective, but again, the footprint of what Games for Change can be to multiple areas within a lot of the work that's happening in these spaces, trying to make the space better.
100%.
Talk to me a little bit about exactly how that kind of came to be. And what was that experience like this time? Because we talked about it in the kind of future tense last year.
Yeah.
And now having gone through it, you know, what were some of the takeaways from that event that kind of came through?
Well, the first thing I'll say is there was just like significant interest from both sides that we were trying to bring together. And that was just awesome, right?
Yeah.
So we knew that the games industry, many of whom might already be working with different parts of the UN or big global stuff, but never been to an event that highlighted what's potential and what's possible in the games industry in that context.
Mm.
On the UN side, there are some UN programs like the UN Environment Program, which has this big 5-year long initiative called Playing for the Planet.
Mm.
And that's an initiative that has, I think, is like can be held up, and we did hold it up as like a best case, right? Best use case of how the industry can support environment, sustainability, and climate. And so for every UN program that has been doing something tremendous in that space, there are, you know, a dozen others who haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
But really want to engage not only with the industry, but they recognize that if they want to reach new audiences, if they want to reach, and a lot of them are thinking about fundraising, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. and traditional methods aren't working, like direct mail or watching, you know, news, or, you know, that gamers, you know, where are people? They're in games. So there was just such a hunger for this information. So we had no problem getting people in the room, which was great. And we had, we decided to approach four UN programs to help put the event together. Mm. I mentioned environment program. They had that Playing for the Planet, which if anyone's interested in participating, you know, reach out. We'll get you connected. It's really cool.
Yeah.
UN Women, UN Development Program, and then UNESCO has this great group in India. I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to try to say it right.
Sure.
The Mahatma Gandhi Institute for Education, Peace, and Sustainability, which is like a mouthful, but so cool, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
cool. So they have a lot of game research and education going on there. So they were just terrific to support. And then, so next year, so we are going to do it again.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited about, and we'll be working with some different UN programs.
So, first of all, again, congratulations, because that's awesome. I'm raising my hands for Playing for the Planet. When you're thinking about those partnerships and doing that collaboration, are you all thinking about and going to them and saying, oh, well, environmental issues are a thing that we have to take into account, and we really are finding that our audiences and the folks in our community really talking about that? Or is that a thing that is already some initiative that the UN is kind of baking into their thought processes of what they're working on and saying, we want some external partners to kind of help us get across some of these gaps that we wind up seeing? What's the kind of push and pull between, you know, the issue of the day and how you're all thinking about which ones you want to tackle and which ones you may want to wait off on?
Right. Well, first thing I'll say, all of the UN programs just operate so independently from one another, right?
Got it.
So you literally are think about those businesses, you know, just like knocking on different doors.
Sure.
Some are more ready and already engaged than others. And so we always take the approach of inclusivity. As many UN programs that are ready to come mm-hmm. into the conversation because they're already there and they want to do more. They have dipped their toes, you know, into it and are excited to network, or they haven't a clue in how to engage. Like, we want to welcome everyone. So at Games for Change, we're not typically looking at it from an issue focus. That is just the way we approach it. For us, it's like, it's the medium, right?
Mm.
How can this medium be used to tackle lots of different issues in different applications for different audiences? But when I think about issues that are of interest to our industry, that's definitely something,
mm-hmm.
right? And some of those, you know, percolate rise to the surface very easily, like climate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sustainability, equity,
mm-hmm.
right? Education,
mm-hmm.
probably three of the main ones that I think about. That's what's interesting. There's a couple ways to look at it. That might be interesting to the industry from a corporate standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also a question of how this industry can support through the making original games, thinking about the game mechanics, you know, and who's going to be playing them, what might be appropriate to an initiative that's focusing on immigration.
Sure.
Or, right, like not everything's a good fit. The World Food Program, for example.
Right.
I don't know if you remember the game Free Rice.
Yeah.
Right, like,
yep.
They still talk about it.
Yeah.
It's still active.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And so, like, that, it's just amazing that kind of game that would have longevity over so many years.
Yeah.
Right? But it's finding those kind of partnerships, which can be very surprising.
How has the dev community kind of come to these projects too? Because I feel like there's always a space for folks who are in our community to think about how they can use their talents in these broader ways that, you know, a lot of times we're all, you know, we see conflicts happening, we're seeing issues happen mm-hmm. around the world, and we feel a little hamstrung, right? And trying to figure out, like, how can we use our talents for good in a lot of different ways? Are you finding that folks are kind of also raising their hands to be volunteers for some of these programs too, to say, I have an idea that I've been working on, and maybe it's a project that, you know, I'm not going to get funded at a major studio, but like it's a side project or a passion project. Are you seeing that stuff coming into the fold too?
Absolutely. So we're absolutely seeing people raise their hands saying, I either have a game idea, I'm already making something, or I'd like to make myself available, to join these conversations. And if there is funding available for a particular issue with a UN program or a mission-oriented organization, you know, please come to us because we'd be interested. So we actually have a Games to Change, a database of game developers that have either done just that, or we're tracking because they're making amazing impact games, or we think there's some kind of aligned core value system. So we're seeing a lot of it. We're also seeing new studios pop up from people who are leaving traditional AAA, or voluntarily or involuntarily.
Sadly, yeah.
And when they set themselves up, they are finding they want to work with on something, you know, with meaning.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about that, what I'm seeing there. And they and those kind of studios are just, you know, ready to engage in those conversations. So that, I find that really exciting. But the other thing is, you know, we say to the UN programs and all of our mission-oriented organizations, it's not like a one-size-fits-all approach in the industry. It's not just about having a developer make original game to serve an impact goal, right? There are so many ways to engage with the industry, you know, with AAA titles and doing a campaign or do in-app purchases to raise money that individual developers can engage, mid-sized studios can engage, and, you know, and obviously AAA can engage as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure even folks in the kind of middleware tech spaces as well, like there's a lot of technology that goes along with making a game that is super helpful in kind of making that happen, right? And, you know, I think of all the interesting things I've seen, you know, folks like Epic in doing, you know, these campaigns that have been around, you know, the March on Washington or any of those other things that we've seen over the years. So, like, there's a lot of, again, like, you know, we call it gaming for good for the charitable stuff that we do, but it feels like the development community is really kind of finding their spaces to be able to be helpful in some of those ways that we traditionally and non-traditionally think of, which is really cool.
When you think about game spaces like Fortnite or Minecraft or Roblox, the opportunity to reach people in those places through charitable or just experiences that raises awareness around issues. I don't know if you heard about what Comic Relief did.
No.
So Comic Relief, you know, is started out in the UK. It raises money for poverty.
Yep.
And I think they produce one of the largest Roblox concerts, but for charity, as opposed to just, you know, it's really incredible what's happening in that space. And we're seeing a lot of our UN programs and partners saying, how do I get in on that, right?
Yeah.
And so that, you know, involves Roblox, the platform, the, you know, it involves the game developer who's going to make that experience. It can involve streamers. There's a whole like ecosystem around it that can get involved, and it's talent, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, gosh, Comic Relief for me was, you know, Robin Williams and, you know, and, like Whoopi Goldberg and and Billy Crystal. Shout out to Billy Crystal. But like, I'm also thinking about, like, you talked about the kids being a part of these experiences and really learning and kind of being involved. Are you seeing a lot of, you know, youth activism coming through on a lot of these projects and kind of sparking, you know, I think one of the biggest issues that we see, or at least a conversation that I'm hoping to see kind of bubble up, is how do you get politically involved? How do you get connected to your communities in ways that involve activism? And to be fair, the younger generation, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, those are going to be the future of the folks doing that work. And games can be a really interesting avenue for them to start to do that. What was the response from the kids who were in the programs to say, like, oh, we're getting involved in this through games? What was that like?
So I think that's, honestly, I think that's like part of the secret sauce to our youth-based programs, is that kids are not only learning how to make games and learning, you know, applicable skills, whether they're STEM skills, computer science, whatever, and seeing a career pathway for them, is that as part of the program,
that's fine.
They're making games about social issues.
Yeah.
And so they are automatically seeing that connection. What's interesting is that we haven't necessarily been tracking what they do outside the program.
Mm.
It's something that we're really interested in doing, and we are starting to develop some concepts that are launching from some work that we did, not in the game design, in the making side, but on the game playing side. So I don't remember if we talked about the fact that last year we worked with the Nobel Peace Center and Minecraft. Right? And we worked specifically on games that were made to inspire kids to become active citizens by being inspired by Nobel Peace Prize laureates. And as part of that work, we created lesson plans and activities for educators to have their kids do once they finished playing the game. Now that you've inspired and you've seen that Malala used the her talent with the, you know, with a pen, right?
Yep.
Or in being a spokesperson, what special talent do you have, and how would you apply it, right? And what project would you do? And kids are going off and doing things like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're really, really interested in creating like a platform for those kids. Like, how do you know, how can we track and support kids who are inspired by one of our programs?
Yeah.
Right, where they connect game making, gameplay, whatever, streaming, whatever it might be, with impact, and develop a community, you know, around it. So I don't know. We'll talk about it next year. I'll tell you what we did.
I mean, I'm excited. Again, it sounds like you have a really, you know, laser focused plan on what that's going to wind up being, and already have a really good groundswell of support that's already in that mix.
Yeah, we have momentum and definitely want to grow
momentum
it.
There. I do want to talk about the future of Games for Change. I think, you know, we had a lot of conversations over the past couple years. Mm-hmm. You know, we went from that pandemic period where things were virtual, kind of came back into the space, into a hybrid kind of configuration. What's the future look like for the next couple of years of Games for Change? I'm saying that specifically because I'm like, how do I help? How do I figure out good ways to be involved? But, you know, the growth, it feels like, you know, the conference space is coming back, the feeling of having
Absolutely.
The work that I, you know, first got me excited about what you all have been doing. Do you feel like you're kind of coming back to that space to be able to do some of that really fantastic work? I love the speaker series that you would always do and things like that. How does it feel to kind of come back into some of those spaces?
Yeah. Well, there's a change in the way I think society broadly, but certain groups of society are viewing games now, coming out of the pandemic. And I know we're a couple of years out, but the conversation is shifting. The world has gotten smaller because of the whole virtual, you know, experience that we're all in, and the fact that a lot of that happened within games.
Yeah.
Right? So there are a couple of opportunities that kind of came up, that came out of that period that we wouldn't necessarily known was there, which really has to do with like the global community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting to see what's happening in that space. You know, Games for Change has had different chapters or different communities in different parts of the world on and off over the last 10 years or so, but not with a focused strategic plan. It was almost like someone says, hey, we'd like to hold a festival, an event, and if they were a trusted partner, we'd let them.
Mm-hmm.
But the last year, we have been developing a more focused effort to identify partners in different places in the world who align with our core values, who have the energy and, you know, and resources to help develop communities.
Mm.
And so we have an active community in Brazil, and they're bringing in, you know, partners and people all through Central and South America. We have partners in Africa, in Asia Pacific, in Europe, and we are looking at individual countries now. So instead of just focusing in on the region, and some the regions are huge, right? And not everybody, you know, in Africa or Asia Pacific, they're going to be flying to Melbourne or to South Africa or held. So through these relationships, we're identifying even more local. I love it. More local activations. So this year, we are likely to be having events in Turkey, in Istanbul, in Delhi, in India, in Cape Town, in Johannesburg, in Africa, and we're talking to people on our advisory board about other activations in different parts of Africa. So, and I think this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I think part of it was us figuring out what the model is, and so how can we do it and still ensure, you know, that it feels like a Games for Change thing.
Yeah.
But acknowledging that culturally things are different in but also the games industry is a different level of maturity in different places around the world. This past year I was just at in Abu Dhabi because we have been as our second year of doing a Middle East summit there, and I had the good fortune of going to Cape Town for the G4C Africa event there. I mean, just completely, you know, just different environments, different people, very aligned in what their interest areas are, but the conversations are different. And that's okay, and that's great. So, all right, so global. Definitely international support is a big opportunity for us. And not just as a convener, like as an event, I like to see our youth programs getting out there, and we're also starting to like to develop relationships so that kids in Nigeria and kids in Ethiopia and in Chile can find a path to learning how to make games.
I mean, it's beautiful because it is that thing that we kind of hope to see, right? It is the global community coming together to really embrace how you can make the world better around you, which I think, again, you all are doing fantastic work and continue to have that expansion. Makes me happy to see, you know, just how far everything has come and is going. So, wow, that's an update and a half.
It's a lot, I know.
That's an update and a half. I'm excited to hear that. What's the, before we let you go, what's the thing that you're most excited for kind of coming up into this year? Because I know there's a lot of things kind of being in the mix and a lot of stuff in the planning. So what's the thing you're kind of most excited for?
Yeah, so I'm really excited to continue to grow the relationship within the with the UN programs and bring that framework into our community. So the event that we do at the UN is small just because the space is small and we can't expand to our entire community there. I would love to. But we're going to bring the framework and the messaging to Games for Change, to the bigger event. So our theme this year is, for the festival, is the 2030 marker, a catalyst for global change. And what the 2030 represents is the final, I guess, the end date of what this sustainable development goal campaign has been over like a 10-year period.
Right.
So 2030 marks a point in which global leaders will say, hey, how much did we achieve, right? Like, this is what we said we were going to solve, whatever, climate change by then. But let's look at it through the lens of games and challenge our entire community to look at it that way too. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, as always, it is a pleasure to get a chance to hang out with you and talk to you. You continue to inspire.
Thank you.
Continue to make really awesome change, literally, Games for Change. And again, any way that we can be helpful, we have a couple of things that we've been working on. You know, Spawn for Good is still moving in a good direction. Spawnies, we'd love to get you into Spawnies for next year, figure out a way to make that happen.
Love
and showcase the work that you're all doing in that way.
Yeah.
And again, it's always fantastic to hear the work you're doing and really making a significant, you know, avenue for a lot of folks who are looking to do good in the world.
Thank you.
So,
thank you
so much for
having me. Need to get you to Games for Change. We're already working on where you think you fit in.
Wherever you want, whatever stage you need me on, I'm there for it. So we'll make that happen for sure. Everybody, we have more greatness coming from DICE 2024. Susanna, thank you again for being with us. We'll all see you soon. Peace.
Bye.